There was a head of a company who was having trouble with a business, and he received an email about an order, a very large order, and he emailed them right back and said, "We will not be able to send you this new order of material until you pay the previous bill." The next day, he received an email from the company, "Please cancel the most recent order. We can't wait that long." It is very easy to forget the things we have done. That's in the past. That bill is not my responsibility. I have moved on. I am looking in the present and in the future. I am living one day at a time. The only problem with that philosophy is that the past has a way of catching up to us. There's an old saying from a great poet, the child is the father of the man. In other words, what we do in the past forms us in the present and prepares us for the future. We are always connected with what we do. In other words, when the Lord came, he didn't say, "Let me create a welcoming church. Everybody's welcome." Isn't that nice? They probably never would have crucified him if he was that nice. But he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." In other words, change your life, not for you to be eternally in pain, but for you to rejoice. Because repentance is turning your life and mind away from self-destructive tendencies and you saying, "I will not forget the lessons of my past. I am responsible for what I have done. I will pay my bills. I will not run away." And we're not talking about regret. We're talking about the Christian, mature approach to us as human beings. I am responsible for the bad. I am responsible for the good. I have to clean up my mess, pay my bill, so the world can be a better place and that I do not become a fugitive from myself. I face my reality with courage so that I might enjoy the present with joy and happiness. There is nothing buried, and the skeletons in my closet are taken out for me to look at and say, "Yes, this is what I have done." But in the very famous words I always quote, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But don't hide from what you've done so you can embrace the possibility of who you can become with a God whose forgiveness is always available to us. Slava Isusu Christu.